Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have First West Credit Union's Doug Ebner talking about their new Dash Band, so check it out. So Doug, tell us about this Dash Band wearable payments thingamajig you guys got going here. It's very cool. I'm sorry for lack of a better terminology.
No, you know, I think a picture is better than 1,000 words or something like that. So I'll just show you.
Hold it up. There it is.
This is the wristband right here.
Okay.
What it is it's a built off of a prepaid Visa card that works on the NFC, or the near fields communication channel. Mm-hmm. So what you can do is you can load up your card, and then you can go to any place that supports the near fields communication, tap for your payment, and away you go. So it's really why we called it Dash Band, was to be able to, for people who are on the go, to be able to pay for their purchases and get out of there very quickly.
I like it. So how prevalent, I mean, how many places can you do? I mean, are most terminals NFC enabled these days, or is it still a kind of a growing thing?
It's definitely still a growing thing. So in Canada, we were mandated to move to the pin and chip a couple of years ago. So as part of that technology change, you're seeing a lot of stores have the near fields communication now with the tap and go that works on your Visa, your debit card. Right now, I would say easily one out of every four stores are carrying it, and that's just my best estimate.
Yeah,
I've been paying attention to it as I went in to be able to use these things.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where it's at right now.
So how does it work? I mean, how quick is it? I mean, is it just like a swipe, or do you have to tap the terminal, or how does it exactly work?
So basically, you have your terminal on there, and you have your payment. You take your band and you hold it towards it. About 2 to 3 centimeters away from the terminal, it picks up the sensor, and it immediately transacts the payment. So there's no waiting. That's basically all that you need to do.
Love it.
And it usually starts a great conversation as well.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Because I've had LoopPay on the show a couple of times, and I use their little card. And I just go and just press a button, boom, I'm out of there. So, and I also am a big user of the Starbucks app, which is wonderful as well. So I'm all about that, just tapping something and swiping something and getting out. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a few neat things, like so when you can take it off and give it to your kids, if your kids are going to the store, that sort of thing. I don't carry cash anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
So when my kids were going out, they were asking for some money. I said, oh, here, just wear this. And I knew where they're going and knew that they
Well, is that scary, Doug, though? I mean, because they could be tapping and swiping until the end of your account is dry.
I have complete control of how much is in there. So, you know, it was at a limit where I trusted they couldn't spend me out of house and home. Because it works on a prepaid card,
you transfer
over to it, and you can keep whatever kind of balance that you
have. That's a great idea.
It
keeps the kiddos in control as well from spending too much. There's another use for it.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of different, you know, I think the coolest thing about when you're creating these types of innovations is that you have sort of a use case that you plan for, but it's what you hear everybody else who want to use it and how they're using it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to one person when we were giving some of these bands away, and they saw they have some physically challenged children and who can't dig through the wallets and have hard time doing the payment. They're adult children. And she said that something like this would be just perfect for them because they can make the payments so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's use cases that come out and stories that come out everywhere that really make these things cool. So I think that people are more innovative with your innovations, you know.
Exactly. So what were your needs? I mean, what kind of prompted you guys to create something like this? So, I mean, was your member base like, hey, we want something on our wrist, or what started it all?
Basically came out of what we call our member innovation lab. So we have a team of people that span across the organization that come together with different types of ideas. So what we do is we look through at trends. We look at what kind of technologies are out there, what kind of services, business models, and we just all get together and start to brainstorm about some ideas that we'd like to see in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that started about 2 years ago, and we went through a specific methodology inside of our credit union to be able to come up with these ideas and pitch this. And one of the ideas that came out was the band.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it being drawn on paper. We thought, you know, this is really cool.
Yeah.
No clue how we could do it. No idea. I mean, you're trying to make something physical to go out there. So 2 years ago, if we sort of roll back the landscape, wearable technology was just becoming interesting. Google Glass, I think, was just sort of first coming out. There are lots of speculations on wearables, and the wallets on your phones was big for big conversations. So what we decided that, you know, we knew people were busy, we knew convenience is important and simplicity. So we just started to go down the path, say, well, what if we didn't bother putting on a phone because of all the different technology challenges that are out there? What could happen? Mm-hmm. And we brainstormed together, and that's how sort of the Dash Band came out.
Right on.
We did do some interviews on the way to see if people would be interested, where they'd like it. We went down to stores, explained the concept when people were walking. We watched how many people use their tap and go cards and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we just knew that naturally, that through the simplicity that people wanted and convenience, that would be something that people would probably enjoy. So that was how we created it. And then when we went out to market with it, we gave out a bunch of these bands and we surprised people with it. So we preloaded them with money,
Sent
them into, they're all walking into a shopping store. We had some people out there who paid for like their eggs and that sort of thing using the technology, and just created a really great conversation.
Wow, great idea.
That's how we did our initial launch.
So how does it? I mean, so how does a member get it? I mean, obviously they sign up for the prepaid card and then they get the band, or how does that work?
No, so right now, because we're in a closed pilot, is we're just releasing about 50 of these at an event. So they have to actually come to the event to get the band.
Okay.
And why we're doing that is we're trying to be able to understand the trends, how people are going to use it before we go down the road of putting further investment in the infrastructure to be able to hold it.
Okay.
So it's really what we're doing is just putting out these events or public events. We let people know before we're going to be there, and we're giving out probably anywhere from 50 to 150, depending on the size of the event, just again to be able to see how people are using it. And we're trying to collect email address so we get direct feedback as well.
Good idea.
So, but you know, it's surprising. You'd be surprised at how difficult it is to give away free money. Everybody's looking for a catch.
Hey, you know what? I'm okay with that. Sign me. I'll come up there right now. So cool. So yeah. So I mean, gosh. I mean, overall, looking at the bigger picture, I mean, how do you see it benefiting your credit union? Besides the cool factor, I mean, how else do you see it benefiting your credit union?
Well, I think part of the benefits is we really want to allow people to understand what credit unions are and what they do, and that when it comes from a technology standpoint, it's not the big banks that are driving the technologies, but the smaller credit unions. In Canada, remote deposit capture, the credit unions were the first one to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
This type of band technology, while others are looking at different types of solutions, we've already brought it out and launched it. So it's really just about to be able to drive the technology from the credit union perspective,
mm-hmm.
as well as letting people know that we're doing things out there that the banks aren't, you know. So it's really it's about just creating some different type of opportunities mm-hmm. for people out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm starting to see more and more stories like this trickling in, with credit unions really leading the way. Greater Texas Federal Credit Union down in Texas was one of the first ones to launch an Apple Watch banking app. And so, and now you guys are doing the wristband, and then there's, you know, plenty of other credit unions that are doing some really cool stuff. I love seeing stories like this, because as we talked about before the show started, it's like conservative. I mean, credit unions overall are a conservative lot. They like to see technology work before they all dive in. And then once it works, yeah, we're all in, let's do it. You know, but folks like you are really pushing the envelope, and I appreciate that. I think the rest of the industry appreciates that.
Now, you know, we have some great leaders at First West Credit Union who believe in innovation. So when we first started down this journey, the common question, not from the leadership, but from people, was who else is doing this?
Yeah.
Because they wanted to validate that, you know, it's a model that works and that sort of thing. So typically now is if somebody else is doing it, then we're not looking at it as closely, or, you know, we're going to let them test it out, see where we can forge new paths ourselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's definitely cool. A lot of credit unions are really looking at different innovations. I work with a few different credit unions across Canada and in the US, and we look at different types of opportunities to be able to innovate together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue to be able to do that and see how we can move the credit union.
Awesome. And speaking of that, what are your goals with it? I mean, obviously to like get everybody to use it, but I mean, realistically, what are we talking here?
Well, I mean, there's there's a certain convenience factor about it. Is what I would like to eventually do is to be able to tie this in with an app and then be able to allow people to move money very quickly, mm-hmm. forwards and backwards from their app, to be able to help their kids to be able to manage their allowances or their money as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really all about experimentation right now. We can decide, depending on the feedback, we might take a rapid turn and say, you know what? Maybe we need to, take a look at some of these open source. I don't want to call it the fitness.
Yes.
Piece. There's a bunch of open source.
Yeah.
I didn't want to call any brand names. I don't know what you know.
We don't care.
So whether there's integration opportunities there, and I'm also looking at different type of wrist technologies and wearable technologies. So I can't say definitively, you know, what this is going to look like mm-hmm. 2-3 years from now, mm-hmm. we're going to just continue to be able to get direct feedback from our members to be able to sort of create interesting new things.
Right on. So, I mean, kind of the big elephant in the room for me is for you guys. I mean, how are you guys compete? Do you see this competing with Apple Pay? I mean, with now that the watches are out and people are starting to kind of trickle in and use that a little bit. I mean, do you see it as a competitor, or do you just kind of see it complementing it?
I don't see it as a competitor. I don't see it as a complementary offer as either. So when people are investing in an iWatch, they're probably investing anywhere from $400 to $700.
Yeah.
What I'm giving away is something free. So I think that probably, if I want to be really blunt, somebody who's wearing an iWatch probably won't be wearing one of my bands, because they're looking at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, you're right.
So, but there's not a lot of, there's not going to be, not everybody's going to be running around with an iWatch.
Not for a while.
No, definitely not.
Well, cool. I mean, so to wrap up here, Doug, I mean, do you have any advice for credit unions kind of looking to venture down this technology path?
You know, I think that when we take a look at how long it took to get here, I mean, we're planning for about a 2-year life cycle. Is anything that you're planning is really important to be able to create strong partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to understand the areas your partners will be able to influence. So we had to really work with our partners on these things, and that's really where the strengths comes from. So anybody that's going down this path is really focused on the partners that you're coming up with to be able to see how you can sustain it.
Awesome. Well, cool message to end on, Doug. I appreciate the time, and well done on this. I just love this story and love seeing credit unions really stepping out and pushing that proverbial envelope, as we keep saying these days. So well done, sir.
Thank you, and I really appreciate you reaching out to us and let us be part of your show.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime.